Marriage was the only thing that Ian had ever failed at, so badly that he'd come out of it 100% certain that a wife would never, and should never, be in his future again. Which meant kids were out of the picture, too. Fortunately, there were plenty of Sullivan babies to spoil rotten. Ian had just said his own hellos to the twins when they wriggled out of Jake's grip and made a break for it. Ian heard Sophie's laughter as she scooped them up just before she came in range of the camera's lens. "Hey, cuz." Sophie seemed utterly unperturbed by the fact that her kids were not just squirming like crazy now, but were also trying to pull each other's hair. "I'd love to catch up more, but since it looks like I'm going to have to break up a baby brawl in a minute, I wanted to let you know that I'm supposed to tell you not to be late to your mom and dad's house for dinner tonight, or else."
"Mia texted you too?"
Jake and Sophie just laughed as they split the kids between them and Smith's and Jackie's wails began. "Say hello to everyone for us." After shutting down the video conference feed, Ian headed for his office down a long open hallway that looked over dozens of cubicles. At 6:15 on a Friday night, everyone had already left. Though he'd been back at the Seattle headquarters for only a week and a half, Ian had seen for himself that everything in the office was running with perfect efficiency. Organization and order had always been crucial components of his success, along with a laser focus and an unwavering determination. Only once had he made the mistake of letting himself be spontaneously thrown off course. But in the wake of his messy marriage and even messier divorce, he'd been even more careful to make sure that the women he connected with were willing to play by the rules that would keep them all safe from future messes. No entanglements, no emotions. Just hours of pleasure when they were together, and nothing at all that lingered when they weren't. And if anyone thought giving up love was something to grieve, that's because they didn't know how much relief there was in knowing he would never hurt a woman again by promising her something he would never be able to actually give. At the threshold of his office, Ian shook all thoughts of love and romance aside before he stepped inside. Love had no place in the worldwide empire he'd built, and he was glad for that fact, especially when he needed every ounce of his focus right now to do whatever it took to finally close the e-Airbox deal. Mentally drafting an email to his board regarding the new counteroffer he was planning to make on Monday morning, Ian was halfway to his desk when he realized he wasn't alone. His large leather chair was turned away from his desk so that the back was facing him, and the most stunning bare legs he'd ever seen were crossed over the arm of it, the woman's shiny red heels tapping out a fast rhythm in the air. He couldn't immediately place the legs, but the scent was one he'd come across only once before, at his cousin Marcus's wedding in Napa Valley a handful of months earlier. Equal parts vanilla and spice, the combination was at once innocent and so powerfully sensual that he was overwhelmed with the need to breathe her in just one more time, and then one more time again. Tatiana Landon. If she were anyone else, Ian would immediately have alerted her to his presence. But he needed to take a few moments to steel himself against the powerful way the beautiful actress affected him. And at the end of a long, hard week, he found it took him more than a few seconds not only to solidify his walls, but also to make absolutely sure that they would remain impenetrable. Finally, he cleared his throat. But her feet didn't stop tapping out the beat, and she didn't turn the chair around. Her evocative scent grew stronger when he moved closer, and he gritted his teeth against the potent impact it had on him as he reached for the top of his chair to turn her to face him. He'd only just begun to spin the chair when she let out a little shriek and jumped halfway out before